Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Saturday, the 28th of March 2026. Today's topic is Not a Bed of Roses. Our text is taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 6 to 10. Verse 6. For though I would desire to glory, I shall not be a fool, for I will say the truth. But now I forbear, lest any man should think of me above that which he seeth me to be, or that he heareth of me. And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly therefore will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Verse 10. Therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. Key verse, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9a. And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Life is not a bed of roses. There are challenges that confront us daily that we are sometimes not prepared for. This was the reason Apostle Paul encouraged the Corinthian brethren that the grace of God was sufficient for them. Have you tried to do something good and bad things happened? You tried to be honest but got rebuked. The truth is that the road that leads to righteous life is filled with obstacles. Sometimes it becomes so difficult that you would rather quit. But this is not something new. The Bible gives us examples of people who did the right thing and ended up in trouble. It is important to understand the fact that Christians who strive to live righteous life are in direct confrontation with the world. The Christian life may not be a bed of roses, yet we have a great assurance from our Savior. He promised us His presence. We need to remember this. God did not give us strategy to face the world. He gave us a promise. He did not give a method. He gave us His Son. And He calls us to live and spread His love to the world that is hostile to His righteous standards. As a friend of Jesus, you have nothing to fear. Trust in the Lord, because His grace is sufficient for you. So, next time you feel like giving up, remember the promise in His Word is for you. His grace is sufficient for you. Prayer for today. Father, give me the grace to overcome every challenge that may come my way. Amen. Further reading, John chapter 16, verse 32 to 33. For more spiritual nourishment from the Sincere Milk Devotional for Kids, visit us at www.sincermilk.app or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.